Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild today. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies and a gentle breeze, while Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny day, perfect for a stroll outside. Haifa will see a bit more cloud cover, but temperatures remain pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the Trump administration supports a phased IDF withdrawal from Lebanon under a Hezbollah disarmament deal. Netanyahu left Israel earlier today for talks in Washington. Also, Ynet says the IDF shot down a drone near the Jordan border just minutes ago. This marks the second day in a row such an incident has occurred. Also this hour, JNS highlights how Tel Aviv's Florentine neighborhood has become a canvas reflecting Israeli society since October 7th, full of resilience and color. Separately, JTA reports that Netanyahu will discuss Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia with Trump in an upcoming meeting. The sale of F-35s to Turkey is also on the agenda. And finally, from Forward, criticism emerges that Israel's government may be using American Jews rather than protecting them, following past acts of anti-Semitic violence. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global reports just minutes ago that the IDF intercepted another drone near the Jordan border. The drone's origins remain unknown. Joe Roberts expresses concern over the escalating global conflict, noting it feels increasingly tense to live through. I24N, EWS English, reports Netanyahu has landed in Washington ahead of his meeting with Trump. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, Netanyahu's visit to Washington aims to discuss a phased withdrawal of the IDF from Lebanon, contingent on Hezbollah disarming. This agreement could reshape regional security dynamics, reducing tensions on Israel's northern border. The discussions also include Iran's influence in the region. A successful deal could enhance Israel's security environment. Turning to Ynet's coverage of the drone incident, the IDF intercepted a drone near the Jordan border earlier today. This follows similar events in recent days, raising concerns about unidentified aerial threats. The IDF is investigating the drone's origins to bolster border security. Residents in the area remain on alert, though no immediate threat to Israeli territory was identified. Meanwhile, JNS highlights the transformation of Tel Aviv's Florentine neighborhood. Since the conflict's onset on October 7th, the area has become a vibrant reflection of Israeli society's resilience through street art and graffiti. This artistic response symbolizes hope and unity amid ongoing challenges. The community's spirit remains strong despite the circumstances. Turning to JTA's report on Netanyahu's agenda with Trump, discussions will focus on Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia, with the controversial sale of F-35s to Turkey also on the table. U.S. President Trump insists on his autonomy in arms sales, indicating potential tension. The outcomes could influence future U.S.-Israel relations and regional alliances. Finally, Forward's commentary raises concerns about Israel's approach towards American Jews. The piece argues that the government may be exploiting rather than safeguarding this community, referencing past anti-Semitic incidents like the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue attack. This critique could impact perceptions of Israel among American Jewish communities, affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israel's diamond exports have fallen to a historic low, with only $2.4 billion in exports during the first half of 2026. The industry faces challenges from Dubai's tax advantages and the rise of lab-grown stones. Separately, Israel Hayom Business details a court ruling requiring insurance companies to return ₱1 billion to the public. This follows a prolonged legal battle over manager insurance policies. And finally, from Globes, bus companies in Israel face criticism for prioritizing kilometers traveled over passenger service. Poor enforcement and incentives have led to increased complaints from the public. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.